We're going to catch up this weekend with our favorite luxury travel maven, Lisa Sani. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Terry. How are you?
I'm great. I hear you are just back from a trip to Peru, and this is an unusual trip. You got to ride something that was very similar to the Orient Express, which I know a lot of people are familiar with in Europe, but this was in Peru.
You know, you hear Orient Express and you think luxury train, and you don't think South America.
No.
But Orient Express now actually runs luxury train lines around the world, as well as cruises and other luxury indulgences or imperatives, depending on your outlook. And it was absolutely wonderful to take their train to Machu Picchu, which is one of the world wonders, as you may know, in the modern world. And I say modern because there was an internet poll, and it won one of the seven coveted slots for world wonder. Have you been there?
No, I haven't. It is, I would say, one of the seven spots on my bucket list, though.
Good
my travel bucket list.
The top seven Terry bucket list. Well, it deserves to be there, and I hope you get down soon, because they are closing off more and more of it as they are doing archaeological finds and trying to protect the sustainability of the area and the ecology of the area. It's in a very interesting place. It's part of the Sacred Valley of the Incan Empire, but it also is a kind of borders near where the Amazon rainforest starts, which is another world wonder. Peru has two of them, but you have a view of the sweeping view of the Andes. It's just spectacular what the human beings created then, and Machu Picchu was not discovered by the Spaniards when they came, and that's one of the reasons it's such a fascinating place to study, so we can try to understand better what Incan people lived like.
Exactly. And how do you sort of, you kind of try to get the luxury of this train with sort of the, you know, I guess the excitement and the adventure of Machu Picchu. How do you put those two together in some sort of form? Because it doesn't seem like they would match up.
Well, if you have time, of course, and the health, hiking is in trekking into Machu Picchu is, I've been told, a remarkable way to see it, because you will see other Incan ruins along the way. You'll see llamas. You'll see, you know, the gorgeous geography. And you get a real chance to kind of acclimate your mind to the culture. But many modern-day travelers don't have the time. And Peru now has become an amazing destination, not only for its culture, but also for its culinary things, as it divines food. So you can combine Machu Picchu with other things. And if you want, you can actually see it in one day. You can take a luxury train in. It's called the Hiram Bingham Line, part of the Orient Express, named after the Yale scholar who, quote, discovered Machu Picchu in 1911. Of course, we know other people knew of it before then, and it really wasn't lost to a large segment, but he brought it to world attention. And this train, I took it back from Machu Picchu after a wonderful day of clamoring about and learning some of the history and trying to photograph it from different lights. And it was a lovely way to go back to Cusco. White linen tablecloth, fresh flowers, live music. It kind of harkened to a different era. And so to go back in time to the height of the Incan Empire, but also kind of go back in time when trains were the luxurious way to travel, was wonderful. And I had had such a full day that after this wonderful four-course meal that they served, and after some dancing in the bar car with the live music, I sort of tilted over and became horizontal. It was dark, and I could no longer see out the window of the train, and I felt something light land on me. The service was so good. They put this beautiful blanket on top of me, and then when they saw my little eyelashes twitter, they brought the nicest pillow, anybody better than any airline first-class pillow, so that I could sleep comfortably. Even though it was only a 3-hour train ride.
Well, you see, now that is the thing that Indiana Jones didn't have, was somebody to just put that nice little blanket over him when he was done with all of his adventuring.
You know, he might have had more energy for future adventures, because
that's
there's
true.
So much you want to pack into every day that when you can rest, why not do it as comfortably as possible? And it also gave you a little sense of the Peruvian culture, because the food was indigenous and fantastic, and there was unlimited for those who want it, Pisco Sours, and Pisco is a place in Peru where Pisco was created, and Pisco Sours are sort of a famous Peruvian drink, and they were unlimited on tap. Peruvian champagne was unlimited on tap, and so was the cocoa tea that is illegal in this country, but there people recommend it as a way of dealing with the altitude.
Now, no limits there, but there are limits on the number of visitors allowed in to Machu Picchu every day, correct?
Yes, there wasn't when I visited Machu Picchu a decade ago. So it is something I want to advise people. If you want to see Machu Picchu, you know, plan ahead and do it. You know, don't wait another decade. There's also an incredible spot called Huayna Picchu, which you can see in most of the classic photographs of Machu Picchu. It's kind of this very tall little summit across the way, a beautiful green kind of parabola, if you will. And that's a phenomenal hike that you can do in a couple hours. You actually climb up through caves and pull up on ropes, and you see orchids, and you get a phenomenal view of Machu Picchu because you're over it. And I was surprised that they now limit that to 200 people in the morning and 200 people in the afternoon. It's probably a good idea for safety. It's also probably a good idea for, you know, less wear and tear. It makes the experience more remarkable and probably more luxurious in that sense. But yeah, Indiana Jones didn't have to deal with quotas either. But I think in today's world, as we're trying to preserve, you know, it's the UNESCO World Heritage Site, as we're trying to preserve places, more and more, there will be quotas of how many people to try to reduce the wear and tear on both the people and the site. So I would caution you to do that, and I would say bring some bug spray. I didn't have a problem, but people who wore shorts did, and it was surprisingly warm. It was short-sleeved weather for a lot of people, so you might not think of sunblock, and bring your Indiana Jones hat, and you'll have an experience that you'll never forget. You're time traveling.
It sounds wonderful. Thanks for joining us and sharing your latest adventure with us. And if you want to catch up with Lisa and what she is doing, you can do that pretty easily. Just go to luxurytravelmavens.com and you'll find out where she's been. And you can even see a lot of pictures there. In fact, we will be sure and put some of these pictures up on our Facebook page so you can enjoy some of the shots.